Blog Talk Radio.
I declare you will know the favor of the Lord and receive a harvest for your seed. And in due time, God will blow your mind with what he planted inside of you to bless the world as it blooms. A great work is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. Oh, he that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. So if you ever get discouraged, speak to yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me.
Good afternoon, everyone. We thank you for joining the Anointing for Gospel Center, the Anointed Women Ministry, on this Friday afternoon. We thank God for you taking your time out with us this afternoon. We pray that God would keep you safe with the weather and with the air quality. We just thank God for you, and we pray for your protection as you go out this day and even this weekend. So again, we thank you for spending time with us today, and we just want to just say thank you for joining us today. So we're just going to actually go into the topic today. But first, we want to take time to actually go back to a few points that we want to bring out and even just bring more clarity and even just bringing just a review of last week. And the first thing that we want to actually touch on is about trustworthiness. I know we talked about it last week, but wanting to understand what trustworthiness is, and it is about us. It is about ourselves. And what it is that it comes when a person, when someone else can prove to us that they can be trusted. That's what trustworthiness is. It is about us. It is about the individual. And when we encounter somebody in our lives, or when we encounter someone, then we want to ensure that, is that person trustworthy by simply being able to know if they could be trusted by their characteristics, by their behaviors, by their actions? Do their actions align with their words? Are they reliable? Are they credible? Are they a person in whom you can share your life with, that you can share yourself with and know that they will have the right intentions concerning you? So that's what we want to just bring out and to clarify, that that's what trustworthiness is. Again, it is about when the other person can prove to us that they can be trusted. And then also we want to also understand this. The other thing we want to bring out is about the responsibility of that. It is not based upon the other person. It is not based upon our family members or anybody else, but that responsibility lies upon ourselves. That's it. And so we're thankful for understanding that and knowing that, look, because we ourselves are responsible for us, then we have got to want to make sure whomever we bring into our environment, whoever we bring into our space, can that person be trusted? Can that person be trusted with who I am? Can I share myself with them and know that their characteristics, what they say, aligns up with what they do, and I can trust them, that they have proven to me that they are trustworthy? But that responsibility is solely on the other person. That responsibility is on ourselves, not the other person, but that is our responsibility. And also want to bring clarity. And I'm thankful for this because it was brought out to me, and I'm grateful because it helped me to be able to better understand this. And last week we talked about the wall, a wall in which a person puts up because of the past hurt, because of pain, because of disappointment, because of how we may have been affected by a past experience involving someone else. So what we do, what I explained, was that that wall we put up to keep people out and to keep ourselves in. But wanting to clarify is that wall is not to keep the world out, but what that wall is going back that if you are recognizing a behavior or a characteristic in a person that shows that this person is a person that cannot be trusted, that this person is displaying behaviors that's going to bring hurt, that's going to bring disappointment, and that is not good for you. It's not good for you. Because remember, whomever we bring into our environment is going to affect us. And we have that right, that responsibility, and that authority of who we choose to bring into our lives. And if, when we bring people into our lives, it's for the betterment. It's for what is best for us. It's for what is good. And so you put that wall up to a person that you know has characteristics or behaviors that is not something that's going to be for the good for you. And so that's why I wanted to clarify that that's what that wall is. The wall is not based upon putting it up against the world, but it's about, look, you putting it up because now you recognize that this person is not going to have your best interest at heart because of the experiences I've gone through, because how I've been affected by it, I now can recognize it. And now that I recognize it, I'm not going to open myself up to you, but I'm going to be careful. I'm going to be watchful. I'm going to put that wall up to protect myself. Because remember, just like what was said, we're responsible for who we allow in our environment. And when we understand, or honestly, when we come into the knowledge of it, when we learn, because these things are not something that just happens overnight or because you come into the knowledge of it, it just automatically happens. But it's a process of learning. It's a process of coming into the understanding of that. And when we do come across a person's path, when we do recognize that, wait, this person is not displaying the behaviors or the characteristics of a person that I can trust, a person that will have my best interest at heart. So I'm not going to unveil myself to them and invite them into my environment. That's for us to be responsible for. And it goes into actually our topic for today. Because one of the other things I want to mention about last week's topic that I want to also clarify is that it also boils down with whatever is within us, we project out. And first, we got to trust our own selves before we can trust anybody else. And when we learn how to trust ourselves, how to love ourselves, how to value ourselves, and to know the value of ourselves, then we can be able to recognize those who do not value who we are, who have not proven that they are trustworthy, and those who have. But if we first don't have that within us, then we will be unable to be able to recognize that in somebody else. So that was the last thing we just wanted to go over. And we're just thankful for the clarity, for the understanding about things, because, again, this is a process that we're all learning. And it goes on into the topic for today that talks about self-esteem. And this was something that came to me a few days ago. I was lying down and I was praying and asking about what should be said. And then what came to me is self-esteem. And self-esteem is a very deep topic because it touches on so many aspects of our lives. And what is very interesting is that self-esteem, what it talks about, I'm going to first go over what the dictionary says about self-esteem, and it is a confidence and satisfaction in oneself, to have self-respect, confidence in one's own worth or abilities. So in other words, is that being able to have confidence within who you are, to be able to love and value who you are. And what came to me and what, when we bring things into ourselves, I know our pastor always encourages us with that. When you come into the knowledge of something, when you read the scripture, bring it into yourself, because that's how it's going to be effective. And one thing that came to me is when preparing for this is looking back about self-esteem, about having high self-esteem in comparison to low self-esteem. And that came from somewhere. Low self-esteem is not something that every child just has when they come into the world. It came from somewhere. It was an effect from something, whether it be in a relationship or a friendship, whether it be within family, whatever it is, something affected us that caused us to now view ourselves in a low manner, in a least way. And having high self-esteem, having esteem about ourselves, is having the confidence, having the reassurance of who we are, in our abilities, in our ups and downs, knowing about who we are and having the confidence about who we are. Because when we know who we are, then that means we're able to accept the good, the bad, and the ugly, and even to recognize and embrace whatever changes that need to be made. And I think about whenever I experience low self-esteem, and again, all of this is a process, all of this is a journey. And then having low self-esteem, I did not value who I was, because again, it came from my past. It came from feeling rejected. It came from feeling disappointed, not good enough. So because of that, it affected areas in my life. It affected me mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And that's what having low self-esteem does. And that's what affected me. It affected me because I was unable to think positive about myself. I was unable to believe that what I had to say was good enough. And then because I was constantly thinking negative about myself, I did not believe that I had any value, and that would lead to depression. That would lead to not wanting to be involved with other people, always wanting to isolate myself, because that's what low self-esteem can do. It brings you down, and that's what it did for me. Having that low self-esteem weighed me down mentally. And then it affected how I interact with people. Because remember, whatever is within you will project outwardly. And so because I dealt with that low self-esteem, because low self-esteem will bring a person, it will bring the individual down. It will make them feel like they are not worthy of it. But to know that we are worthy to come out of it, that you are good enough. And when we take the time in knowing where it started, addressing where it started, and making the choice, making the everyday choice to know that you are good enough, you have what it takes. And another thing about when it comes about self-esteem is that it's also about, it encompasses self-worth, self-acceptance, self-love. All of that means about appreciating who you are, being patient with yourself. Because oftentimes whenever another person will cross our path and they may be down upon themselves, or they may need that encouragement or patience with themselves, we can easily do that for others. But having that self-esteem within ourselves, loving who we are, being patient with who we are, being kind to ourselves, that just because I may not do something the same way somebody else does not take away from who I am, because this is who I am. My thoughts, these are mine, and I value them. They're good enough. And putting into practice, again, this is not something that just happens overnight. This is something we put into practice, something that you tell yourself if you didn't do something right. Those negative thoughts will come, but we have the authority over them to speak what is positive, to speak what is good, and not allow those thoughts to take us back in those places of not feeling good enough about ourselves. And also another thing is about having self-understanding. And self-understanding means to be aware of and able to understand our actions. And this really stood out to me because I look at my leader at church, and then I can recognize and see she always teaches us to understand why you do the things you do. And the, what that means when I look at self-understanding is you're understanding the why. Yeah, we may all, I remember hearing this story where this family, the grandmother would always cut off the ends of the meatloaf when she would, you know, cook. She would always cut off the ends. So the daughter did it, and the daughter was teaching her daughter. And then the granddaughter asked, well, why do we do this? And so the daughter did not know why. So she called her mother and was like, well, why do we do this? And the grandmother said, because, you know, when you guys were young, the pan wasn't big enough. So I cut off the sides so it could fit in the pan. And so that gave, just like with them, it will give us the understanding as to why we do the things we do. Because when we have that low self-esteem, if we do not take the time to understand why I do the things I do, why am I lashing out in anger? Why do I not want to be around people? Why do I want to stay in this place? Why do I not want to get up and move? Taking the time to understand why we react the way we do or why we react the way we do, being aware of that. And that comes with having that high self-esteem with yourself because you value who you are. And again, this is something that happens over time. It comes with understanding about what it means and knowing that you are valuable, that you are good enough about and who you are. And that what you've done, what somebody else may have done, the reasons why we've made choices and decisions, that does not make us and where we're going. It does not define us, but we can use those things to help us to be able to learn about ourselves, to learn about the world around us, to learn about the people who we're dealing with, and being able to change or adjust whatever is needed within our lives. Because the world we live in is going in a direction that we've never seen before. But if we don't first know ourselves, we will be blinded to what the world is doing. We'll be blinded to how people can easily mistreat us, give us anything, toss anything at us, and then we accept it. And then now all of a sudden our minds are now being affected by it. Just like how low self-esteem can even affect how we bring into our environment, even conversations, we will easily bring in people talking negative things. Just like, for example, I had an experience a few years ago where a coworker called me and she made it known. And when she first called, saying, I'm just calling to complain about this situation and what just happened. And she started to go on and on. But at that moment, I stopped her and gave her to know, you are not going to call me and dump your stuff on me. And it surprised her. And she hung up the phone and she never did it again. Now, that was not something that I've always would have done. I have accepted it before because, again, if I had never accepted it before, she wouldn't have done it the first time. She would not have done it that time. But when you learn that, look, I don't want to continue to have somebody else's problems weighing upon my head because that's what would happen. That's what has happened. That's how low self-esteem could affect us mentally. And then mentally, we're constantly thinking about now we're weighed down. Now we're thinking about what this person did. Now we're feeling negative. Now we're feeling the way that they were. Now we done took on their problems. And then now our day is affected. Now it affects how we operate in the day and how we're able to get work done and how we're able to move forward and accomplish what we need to accomplish because that person has dumped their stuff on our doorstep. And we've gathered it up, taking it on. And now because we're carrying that, we are unable to fully complete what we need to complete. And again, this is something that comes into awareness of, being aware that, look, I don't have to accept that. Just because I've accepted it in the past does not mean that now I am to continue to accept that. And so, again, it boils down to loving ourselves. When we love ourselves, You take the time to understand why do I do the things that we do? And this is an everyday thing, an everyday journey. Why did I react the way that I did? Why am I thinking negative about myself? Why did I allow that to happen to me? Why did I accept that to be spoken to me or to be done to me? But loving yourself, not to feel down about yourself because it happened, but to be patient with yourself, to understand why it happened, and to be able to move, to learn from it, to move from it. It takes time. It takes a process. But now being aware of it helps us to be able to be knowledgeable about it, to no longer allow people just to come in our lives simply because they appear to be trustworthy. But knowing for ourselves that this is what I need, this is my value of myself, so I'm not going to allow you to just come into my environment, to my space, but I need to be able to, you need to prove to me, are you trustworthy? Can I trust you with myself? Because if not, then I'm the one that's going to be affected by it. I'm the one that's going to be affected by what people throw at me. But growing into having self-esteem causes me to have the value in who I allow in my life, the conversations I choose to bring within myself, because I value who I am. That's like a job. That's like the thought came to me earlier, is whenever a person applies for a job, the employer has to screen them, and often it's called an interview. It's involved questionnaires. It's involved maybe an assessment. That employer needs to ensure that that candidate is qualified, that they're going to be able to uphold what they say, what that employer needs out of that candidate. Can that person satisfy that? And if that candidate does not prove to that employer that they can perform what that employer needs, that employer will get rid of them. The employer will not even allow them to even come upon the job. And that's the same way we have to be. What are we choosing to allow within our environment? Valuing myself, valuing my thinking, valuing myself, just because I may not have done something the way that I wanted to have done it. Forgive yourself. Learn how to move forward. And it's not easy. It takes time. And I remember talking yesterday, and I was to my pastor, she said to me on how, look, forgiveness is not easy. It is not easy. So forgive yourself. Forgive yourself in things that you may have done or you didn't do. Because if not, what's going to happen? That whole day is now been engulfed with what did or did not happen. And now it affects you physically. And even so, things within our minds will affect our bodies. If we allow people and stuff to come up in our minds, if we believe that we're not good enough, we believe all of that, then that could affect how we live our lives. And it could even affect our health. But understanding that those things that may have caused that low self-esteem, those things that may have caused us not to love ourselves, not to value in who we are, not to be patient with ourselves, they no longer can have a hold on us. They no longer have to continue to be a weight to us. But now learning that I can move past that, I can embrace that, I can forgive myself from that. I can forgive whomever else may be involved. And that does not change me. It does not make me weak or less than because I'm choosing to move away from that. But it causes me, as the book, When I Am a Survivor, continuously to reiterate that we are a winner because we're choosing to move forward. That's what all of this is about, is learning from the things that about our past. Learning and understanding why we do the things that we do so we can be able to move forward. We can be able to learn from those things. Because if we believe that we are not good enough, it will affect our bodies. It will affect our relationships. It will affect how we perform at work because you don't think you can do it. You don't want to be involved in conversations because you don't think your voice is good enough. You don't think your opinions are good enough. But you are good enough. We are good enough, despite of what may have happened in the past. We are good enough to love ourselves and who we choose to be invited into our environment, into our lives. And then even spiritually, having low self-esteem could affect us spiritually. Because if I don't feel like if I don't have the confidence within myself, then I may not be able to stand because I'm constantly questioning about what I should do, what I shouldn't do, being unable to stand in what we believe in, having the confidence in what we believe in. If I believe in God and in his word, then having the confidence in that is I'm believing that that is who God is. But if I don't have the confidence, then I won't be able to stand. In other words, it just affects us in every area of our lives. But being able to recognize that, it is a daily fight. It is a daily awareness that we have to put forth every day of what I'm not going to allow myself to go into. It is a process. It is something that we have got to continually do, because if not, then we will remain in that place. We will remain in those circumstances that have held us in that place of bondage, in that place of not believing that we are somebody. But now that we know, we can take the time to understand why I do the things that I do. Because if not, it's going to affect our relationship. That may be why relationships didn't work. That may be why the job may not have been successful. That may be why you didn't get that promotion, because you didn't believe you deserved it. All self-esteem affects every part of our lives. But it doesn't mean we have to continue to allow it to affect our lives. And it's not something that we just automatically get it, but it's something we can work towards, something we can come into the understanding of. And when we do, then we will value who we allow in our lives. We will value what we think about. We will value in what we choose to embrace within ourselves, because now I know that I love myself. I'm going to be patient with myself. I'm going to be kind towards myself. I'm going to take the time to understand why I'm thinking the way that I'm thinking, why I choose to do the things I do, because that is going to build me up. That is going to encourage me, because nobody else is going to do it. Because if they were, they would have done it a long time ago. It's our responsibility to be able to learn about us and do what is necessary to build our confidence in who we are. No matter how good it looks, no matter how ugly it looks, no matter what it is, but to embrace that that's who I am. I am unique. You are all unique. You are all special. And embracing that, and whatever needs to be changed, then now you know you have the power to change it. But be patient with yourself. And then the last thing I wanted to also go over is actually in the book. I thought this was very interesting. And it reads on page 115, and this is in the book, I Win, I Am a Survivor by Margaret L. Moore. And it reads, when you learn to live with yourself without doubt, others will decide how to live with you. The same holds true when learning to love yourself first. And at that time is when others will learn to follow. Walk in confidence, be unique, and watch others want to be like you. Don't go by what you feel, but by who you are. It may not be easy in the beginning, but you can do it. Even when you may want to run away from yourself. Life is based on how you perceive yourself and the things around you. And sometimes your perception may not always be as life appears in some situations. And I wanted to stop there because it is our responsibility. We have what it takes. And I want to encourage everyone that you have what it takes to learn from the things that you've gone through, to have a better quality of life, to change the doubt and the negative things to love and patience towards ourselves. And when we know who we are, we put our feelings under subjection, because I wanted to say that, because sometimes our feelings can move based upon the day, based upon our thoughts, based upon that. But when we put them under subjection by, I know who I am, I know what God has called me to. So even though the feelings may try to come, but you know who you are, and not become and not become thrown off because how you feel, or because we perceive this particular person, or we perceive this is how something should be. But yet I know this is who you are. I have the confidence that I know this is who I am. Because remember, we have the power and authority over us to do whatever it is we need to do to protect ourselves, to evolve, to grow, and to become, and to live a better quality life. So that is it for today. We thank God for you, and we pray that you were encouraged in this day. So we thank God for you. We pray that you enjoy the rest of your day. We thank God for this time and this opportunity. And God, we just come before you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just say thank you, my Lord God, for this opportunity, praying for all those that are on the call, praying for their safety and their protection, their families as they may go out this day and this weekend. God, we look to you to keep us and to protect us. So we thank you again for this day and all that you have already done. So in Jesus Christ's mighty name, we pray. Amen. So we thank you again, everyone, and we pray that you enjoy your day and this weekend, and be blessed.